Good morning, Soars, and happy, happy new year. This is 2022, first prayer call of the new year. I am Soar Frances Stockard. Myself and Soar Latasha Gray are the chaplains for this biennium, for our sex sorority biennium. I also wanted to say, God willing, if we make it to Thursday, we shall make it to 109 years. So happy pre-Founders Day, Soars. God willing, we will see each other on Founders Day. Blessings and honor. Today, myself and Soar Gray are hosting the prayer call. As usual, if you want to put prayer requests in our chat, you can do that, and we will be praying for all of those prayer requests that are in the chat. If you have something that's a bit more private, you can go to our chaplain email and put it in there. And if you would like a personal call, you can also put it into the chaplain email. All right. Well, I think that is housekeeping out of the way. So we're going to get started here. So I want to start first with a little scripture. I know that once again, see my 2022, my background is blurred, so you might not be able to see it. 2022, we're in a new year, Soars. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Isaiah 43:19. Soars, by now, I'm sure you've heard or seen all of the New Year's sayings and mantras for 2022. Ugh, I'm new for 2022. I'm stepping into 2022 with a purpose and a plan. I'm stepping into 2022 as a new creature, and on and on and on. If you have social media, you've seen it. But I have a question for us. Are we really stepping into 2022 new? I had to ask myself that question first. Are we really a new creation? Is 2022 really going to be any different than any other year? As you scroll through your posts and that and look through the years, you can see posts that are very similar. And starting 2021, starting 2020, starting 2019, did things really change that much? You see, meditations and affirmations are really meant to motivate us toward our goals, not belittle untruths that we spout for good feelings and likes on social media. God has designed us uniquely to live in such a time as this. He designed us to live in service to Him and to actually be His eyes, His ears, His mouth, and His hands, not just to say what we're going to do, but to do it. See, 2 Corinthians 5:20 describes us as His ambassadors on earth. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. See, Soars, ambassadors work on behalf of the home country. They work to make sure that foreign people have a favorable view of their home country. They work hard. They work hard to cultivate a good reputation and relationship with the folks surrounding them. See, Swords, after salvation, we lovingly, gracefully, thoughtfully work as God's body, as we are told in 1 Corinthians 12:27 and Romans 12:4. It's all through scripture that we are the body of Christ. And Paul tells us unequivocally that we are his body. Now, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Now, the last time I checked, all body parts work in their purpose. Some work 24/7, all day and night. None of them sit back on the job and just say what they're going to do. Could you imagine your heart just saying, I'm gonna pump blood, and never actually doing it? Just let your heart, kidneys, lung, or brain stop working toward their purpose. My source, declaration without devotion is just a devious deception. It means nothing. Nada. Zilch. So as we together move forward in 2022, let us move forward with purpose. If 2020 and 2021 have taught us anything, it's definitely made it clear that we have no idea how long we have on this earth. Now is the appointed time. Now is the day of salvation. Taurus, let's do things a little bit different this year. Let's pray, let's meditate, let's visualize, write the vision, and put a plan with subsequent action in place so that this year we can truly be new in 2022. Cheers to your success, Sorors. Be blessed, beautiful. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for that, Sora Francis. As always, a good word and a reminder to us. Let us go into prayer. If you'll join with me, Sora. Father, we just want to thank you on this day, oh, Father God. We thank you for an opportunity for us to gather here on our first prayer call of the new year. And as Sora Francis started out reminding us of with the scripture in Isaiah, that you're doing a new thing, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father, that we have an opportunity to partake in that new thing and that in fact, you do that new thing through us, Lord. Lord, but it requires us to not just lean on you, oh Father God. I've heard it once said that you will do the things that we can't do, but you expect us to do the things that we can. We also know from the word, it says that faith without work, is dead. And so we ask, oh, Father God, that we not just speak vain words, Lord, that we not just move forward with plans, but with no way and thoughts on implementing them, oh, God, but that you help give us strategies, oh, Father God, so that we can be most successful when we put your word into action. Lord, help us, oh, Father God. We know that you are the all-wise God. You know into the future, oh, Father God. In fact, you know the end from the beginning. And so we tap into your wisdom, oh, God, for us to be able to make decisions and to know what the timing is. The word says that there is a season for everything. And so help us in this time to understand what this season is and to be able to proactively move forward in it. Lord, you haven't gathered together these great, wonderful women, oh, Father God, just to do nothing. There's a plan that you have for each and every one of us individually and also for us collectively, oh, Father God. And let us work both, Father. Help us to get the strength that we need in order to persevere because we know that trials and challenges will come, O Father. But you have given us a great example in Jesus, who not only faced temptations, but was able to overcome and conquer the world. And we thank you, Lord, that that same spirit dwells in us. So if we had things that we were to accomplish in 2021 and didn't get it done, let us call upon the resurrection spirit that lies in us, oh Father God, to bring those things back to the forefront and get moving with it. Lord, what's so amazing about you, oh Father God, is that you don't require us to do everything, oh Father God. You just require us to get the process started. And once we get started, you help us to run, Lord, and do things that wouldn't be possible without you. So help propel us as we take the first step. Help propel us leaps and bounds, oh Father God, into our dreams, into our passions, oh Father God, into our purpose. Lord, no one is here by accident. You created us all with a purpose. You saw something in each and every one of us before we were even conceived in our mother's belly. And that's why we're here, Lord. What a great world this would be if we were all operated in our purpose, Lord. So let us take some time, Lord, to be able to focus and hear from you with all clarity and certainty regarding what that purpose is. And then let us run when we hear it, oh, Father God. Lord, you said that those, you told us to not get weary and well done doing. So for those of us who know our purpose, but may have faced some challenges and trials, oh Father God, give us the strength, oh Father God, to continue to move forward, oh Father God, even if it's just putting one foot in front of the other, Lord. Lord, don't let us draw back. And we thank you, oh Father God, because we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So thank you for the strength to bring forth, oh Father God. Just as Mary conceived a baby with the works of the Holy Spirit, there is a baby in all of us waiting to be born, oh Father God, that has been conceived through the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, oh Father God, that even in birth pains, that we can still bring life to those ideas, to those businesses, to those relationships, whatever it is that you would have for us to bring forward. Thank you, oh Father God, for not letting us drop. And Lord, we know that sometimes it's a process. Things may not happen right away, but thank you that we learn things in the process. We learn a little bit more about you, and we learn a little bit more about ourselves. So even if it didn't happen right now and instantaneously, we can believe that to see it in the future, just as Mary had the faith to believe to see. We thank you, Father God, and we pray for healing for all of our members, oh, Father God. We pray for healing for their families and their friends and everyone that is connecting to us, oh, Father God. For we're reminded, even in our Delta Oath, Lord, that with healing, if we don't have healing in our bodies, we might not be able to accomplish the things that you have for us. So let us be attentive to that, oh, Father God. Let us not destroy our own bodies by eating the wrong things and driving ourselves to exhaustion. But let us really prioritize our health, oh, Father God, so that we can run with a vision. We know that it's by your stripes that we are healed, and let those stripes not be in vain, oh, Father God, by the things that we do to our own bodies, oh, Father. Lord, we also pray for those who may have lost loved ones. It's difficult, Father God, to lose those that are close to us, oh, Father God. But one thing we thank you for is the time that we had with them, because we would rather have had them to not have them at all, because the time we had with them has enriched our lives. And we know that even in our time of mourning, Lord, that you will comfort us. And we know it's our loved ones will want to see us fulfill our purpose. So if nothing else, let us carry out the purpose even for them and with them in mind. Lord, we give you honor, glory, and praise. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And now, Soars, I turn things over to our president, Madam Sora President.
Thank you, Sora Gray. Amen, amen. What a powerful prayer. And Happy New Year, Sorors, and welcome to 2022. And what a wonderful way to start the new year in prayer. I'm so thankful that Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated was founded on Christian principles, and we can come together in prayer to God. So we are blessed just in that. Sorors, I hope you enjoyed your holiday. I truly enjoyed some time off. I did take a little break, and I am rejuvenized to continue magnifying sisterhood and service. We had a wonderful message and prayer from our chaplain team for this biennium, Sora Tasha and Sora Francis. I want to thank them, along with the entire Council of Chaplains, for their commitment to keeping us protected in prayer and being a source for us and going to God for us and on our behalf continuously throughout the year. They are in constant prayer for each of us individually and collectively, and I appreciate that. Sorors, I'm glad to see each of you on the call. I'm going to continue to encourage you to invite sorors that you don't see on the call and encourage them to come, because when we pray together, things happen. God moves, and I just don't want them to miss out on their bonnet blessings. And also remind them, and it's in the connection, which is our communication, to go back and revisit the recordings. And even if you are present, it's good to go back and revisit the recordings, because we always have a good word, and God's word is good all the time. Sorors, just want to call a few names. I want you to keep Sor Melanie Barnes in your prayers. She lost her fiance this past week. Also keep Joanne Drake lifted in prayer as she goes through treatment. And, you know, if there's someone that I miss calling, I just ask God to, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to take over. And we just pray that His will be done in all things. Sorors, I don't want to hold you any longer, but thank you for being here. I love each of you. Let's have a wonderful 2022. I'm sure we will. And have a blessed day. And I look forward to seeing those of you who will be at the J13 sing-along. We will continue to move forward in Delta safely. So we are, just to put it out there, when we come together, we're going to require that those in attendance are vaccinated. So just something to think about as we move forward. And stay healthy and stay blessed. I love you all. And have a good day.